The Cherokee Nation has named a delegate to the U.S. House of Representatives for the first time ever, even though the position has been on the books for nearly 200 years. The tribe's chief has chosen former Obama appointee Kimberly Teehee to fill the post. If seated, she would have a voice, though no vote, in Washington. Graham Lee Brewer has more from Norman, Oklahoma.
The Treaty of New Echota was signed in 1835. One provision grants the Cherokee Nation the right to a representative in the U.S. House. The treaty is also the document that led to the Trail of Tears. And that's something that has been top of mind for Kimberly Teehee, the woman named to the position. She points out, the treaty gave up the Cherokees' homelands and cost the tribe thousands of lives.
Literally blood, sweat, and tears. We can't ignore that history and what it meant for us to have a provision like that put in place, given the devastation that occurred.
Teehee grew up in Oklahoma and cut her teeth in politics in the 1980s, interning for Wilma Mankiller, the first woman to become chief of the Cherokee Nation. Mankiller led the tribe at a time when it was reasserting its sovereignty on both a state and national level. Teehee says watching Mankiller become one of the most effective Cherokee chiefs in modern history was inspiring.
She let me go to meetings with her. I got to travel with her. She would send me to archives researching things that she knew existed, and she was so hands-on with me.
Mankiller advised Teehee that when she returned to college, she should consider getting a law degree.
Because there's a lot of Indian issues being litigated in the federal courts, and those decisions are having an impact on tribes, and it's going to become more complicated to lead.
Teehee would go on to get that law degree, and later she worked for the Democratic National Committee as a Hill staffer and then an Obama appointee. Teehee has been an outsized figure on Capitol Hill for decades when it comes to Indian country policy. She worked on the Violence Against Women Act and on the creation of Congress's first Native American caucus. Lindsay Robertson teaches federal Indian law at the University of Oklahoma College of Law. He says Teehee will have the opportunity to not just advocate for the Cherokee Nation, but for all tribes.
You'd have somebody in the halls of Congress all the time with access and rights of participation and debate, who is raising Native American issues constantly.
The appointment still needs congressional approval, and Robertson says it will likely take time for Congress to figure out exactly how to seat Teehee, but the treaty language is very clear. Here he is reading it.
They shall be entitled to a delegate in the House of Representatives of the United States whenever Congress shall make provision for the same.
One thing that could help Teehee's chances of being seated is her reputation for bipartisan work. She has close relationships with Oklahoma Republicans Mark Wayne Mullen, also a member of the Cherokee Nation, and Tom Cole, a member of the Chickasaw Nation. Newly elected chief of the Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskin Jr., made Teehee's appointment one of his administration's first priorities.
You know, Indian leaders, one thing that I've learned is you never know what the next big issue might be. And so we need somebody that is nimble, that is studied up on the issues, and that is also a quick study when these things come up.
For her part, Teehee says she understands her appointment will help bring visibility to a nearly invisible part of American society, and that could have lasting impact on areas like Indian health services funding, education expansion on tribal lands, and treaty rights, like the one that led to her appointment.
The education piece of it also means what do treaty rights actually mean? Why are these old documents still living today?
In this case, the Treaty of New Echota, a document that led to the horrors of genocide nearly 200 years ago, and that today could lead to a new chapter in relations between the U.S. and the Cherokee Nation. For NPR News, I'm Graham Lee Brewer in Norman.